Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
By the way, just throwing it in there, since we played a montage of some of the damaging testimony that's already occurred, damaging to Trump testimony that's occurred this week and could be much worse if his former lawyer Pat Cipollone testifies, yeah, I did say that. Yeah, that is exactly what I said that day. That sort of thing. I would like to point out just my own personal opinion. I don't want to go through a trial or whatever it would look like to try to convict Trump. I think that would be bad for the country. Like I said yesterday, in the same way that I would have thought it would have been bad to focus on Nixon for a year or however long and just have everything politically grind to a halt as we as we try to, you know, bring down one person. I think Trump in the rearview mirror for both parties is the best way forward, however you do that.
Right. And I honestly think that's the most likely outcome.
I think so too.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, if we were to grind everything to a halt and just have a national freaking referendum on January 6th for whatever time period,
for another year or so.
And it would further harden the whole tribalization thing, too.
Absolutely. It'd be nothing but bad for the country.
Right, right. And correct me if I'm wrong, Ford is more or less universally praised for pardoning Nixon.
I think at this point he is. He wasn't at the time.
Yeah. Oh, no, indeed, no. It was controversial, but anyway, the Supreme Court, final day of the session. They're kicking out the jams, MFers. They're bringing their decisions out one after another, a couple of pretty significant ones. One significantly curtailing the power of the EPA and perhaps other gigantoid agencies in the government. And the other one saying, yeah, if Biden wants to remain in Mexico, he can. But we'll get a little interpretation from some of our favorite legal experts. Clip number 95, Michael, is Jonathan Turley.
Well, this is an incredibly important decision in terms of what is called the administrative state. You know, we have a system that is called tripartite. It is three branches, but we've had the rise of a fourth branch in the form of federal agencies. And that has concerned a number of us about whether it throws out of kilter this Madisonian system that's based on three equal branches. And the court has historically given more and more discretion to these agencies. And in this case, the EPA is claiming really breathtaking authority to dictate changes in terms of green energy. And many people said, look, this needs to go to Congress. You shouldn't have an agency making these decisions in a system that's based on a representative democracy and participatory politics.
Will we ever get back to a time where our elected representatives make all these decisions? And then we either approve of it and keep them, you know, elect them again, or don't and elect them and vote them out? Or are we going to continue to pawn off all our decisions to agencies or the Supreme Court?
You know, the answer to that question is kind of complicated, but here's the short version. The powers of the government are so enormous now and complex. The involvement of the government in virtually every facet of American life is so enormous, there's no way Congress can manage it. You know, part of the reason that they grant these administrative agencies so much power is because they're cowards and they don't want to be on the record. The second part of it is the EPA, for instance, is they exist to protect the environment, the Environmental Protection Agency or administration. That's an enormously complex task that involves, you know, a thousand things, from transportation to air to water to smokestacks and cars and God knows. So Congress can't pass all those regulations. If you're going to say, all right, we have an agency that's now in charge of doing what it's doing, it's too complicated. Just a little more specifically about the ruling. The ruling appeared to curtail the agency's ability to regulate the energy sector, limiting it to measures like emission controls at individual power plants, as opposed to becoming a central planner for the energy industry. We have the power to tell everybody in the energy industry what to do and what not to do, was what the EPA had claimed. That's a huge generalization, but, and the court said, whoa, too far. And then Andy McCarthy with a little more commentary
funny, I had just said my little thing about Congress. Tim Sandifer retweeted this moments ago. The complete obsession that America has for the Supreme Court is largely a product of legislators unwilling to legislate on difficult policy decisions themselves and therefore relying on agencies like the EPA or the Supreme Court to make law on their behalf. This is unhealthy. It is unhealthy.
Yeah. So you have a cowardly Congress and an overly huge government, in my mind. But you probably already knew I thought that. Clip number 96 is Andy McCarthy on this ruling.
The administrative agencies are not going to be able to knit together a bunch of sort of related regulations and in a kind of emanations from penumbra's way say, I think this gives us the authority to do major, major changes in policy. What they're saying is, these major changes in policy may be permissible, but Congress has the elected body that is representative to the people, that's accountable to the people, has to give clear authority for this.
Oh, another radical decision by this radical court saying Congress should pass laws. What?
Interesting. I wonder, do you think we'll get back there? Pendulum is swinging? Where Congress has to do things like, you know, Congress should be declaring wars or not.
Sure.
On whether or not we decide to fight in various places. They stopped doing that many decades ago. They start making all kinds of rules, and that's why the Supreme Court has to jump in and rescue the day. And then so that has become so political, and then the agencies we were just talking about.
Well, yeah, I think in answer to your question, yeah, I think the pendulum will have to swing back a little bit. It's tough to make a coward not a coward anymore, and our politicians are cowards. But if, you know, if they're great tool for, in a cowardly way, farming out their responsibilities has been reined in, like the court just reined in the EPA, well, then maybe they'll be forced to act if they want to get done what they claim to want to get done. It'll be interesting to see it play out. The other big ruling has to do, Biden v. Texas, it was called. The Biden administration, which wants to absolutely die on the hill of an open border because they're committing political suicide And suicide for the Democratic Party, too. I mean, the swing in the voting in border counties and border districts is just amazing. Heavily Hispanic districts are flocking to the Republican Party. So, again, it's a suicide move. But the Biden administration wanted to end the Remain in Mexico policy. You know, it's pretty clear in U.S. law that you're supposed to apply for asylum, a refugee status, in the first country you come to. And not get into the United States. And the Trump administration had more or less enforced that with the Remain in Mexico policy. The suicidal Biden administration decided to end it, and the court ruled on that. Here's Jonathan Turley again, 97.
So today as a whole, it's a sort of a split judgment for the Biden administration. But quite frankly, the loss on the EPA side will be felt more acutely by the federal government. That's a much more important decision in terms of its application going forward, in my view. It reinforces this idea that major questions need to be resolved by Congress, and by implication, means that federal agencies should not take these questions out of our legislative process, out of our political process.
97 is labeled to me why Roberts and Kavanaugh ruled in favor of Biden on Remain in Mexico.
That's clearly not what that was.
That was not even close.
That was talking once again about the EPA decision, which I keep quoting Tim Sandifer because we've had Tim the lawyer on over the years, and this has been one of his things for a very long time, that the agencies do too much. Unelected officials, and he tweeted this out, breaking, the Supreme Court has acknowledged that the people's elected representatives in Congress write laws, not unelected bureaucrats and regulatory agencies. This could be a very big deal, as Jonathan Turley just pointed out. This could be a big deal going forward. Is a more immediately confusing or maddening the end of Remain in Mexico is, in terms of taking on these giant agencies and saying, whoa, 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 stay in your lane. That could be a big deal for a long time to come.
Yeah, even the liberal New York Times points out that the case could further signal the court's newly expanded conservative majority is deeply skeptical of the power of the administrative agencies to address major issues facing the nation and the planet. Skepticism has been evident in recent decisions arising from the coronavirus pandemic. Court ruled, for instance, that the CDC was not authorized to impose a moratorium on evictions, which is just bizarre. That they tried that in California and Oregon and other states that have done it. Just stay in your lane. And the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, was powerless to order large employers to have their workers vaccinated or undergo frequent testing.
Yeah, good point.
So this is a good trend. It's a very, very healthy trend.
Hallelujah, I guess.
Yeah, but I can't even get whipped up very much over the border issue. To get back to that for one more sentence or two, just because I've seen it happen so many times, it's going to happen again. I know it's going to happen. Everybody's going to bellow about how we need to solve the situation at the border, and nothing's going to happen. They may nibble around the edges until if like a Ron DeSantis gets into the White House, and once again, it won't be Congress doing their jobs. It'll either be the executive branch or one of its behemoth agencies doing the job. At least something will happen. But, you know, that almost relieves the pressure in a way. I'd rather have the pressure grow on Congress so they finally have to do something. Hey, do we have that Kamala fixing the border clip, Michael? 41. Oh, we played that already. That's right. That was the mumbo jumbo. Well, go ahead and play it. 41? No?
When you were right, I was yelling in his ear a different clip right when you were calling.
Okay.
Because speaking to what you were just speaking about, we got Representative Tony Gonzalez down there in Uvalde saying this migrant truck situation might be a Uvalde moment. You're saying, will this immigration just go back to its regular conversation? He thinks those 50 people dying in the truck might be the sort of horrifying incident that makes people want to actually do something about our lack of a policy. Or an enforced policy. Maybe, I don't know. These things amazingly come and go very quickly, no matter how awful they are.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of people dying at once gets people's attention in a way that them dying one or two at a time doesn't. But
God, that's a
people
gruesome
die
story.
Crossing the border all the time.
Yeah, that is a gruesome story.
Oh, it's horrible.
We got more on that and a whole bunch of other things. A couple more major Supreme Court rulings, but that's the end of it, if you weren't didn't catch that. They're done today. So the oldsters get to go play shuffleboard or do whatever it is in the off season.
people that bad at health care.
This is a big Supreme Court season. Sometimes there's, you know, nothing really newsworthy. In
a narrow ruling dealing with administrative such and such. Yeah. No, this is a blockbuster after blockbuster. Several. Greatest hits package, if you will.
Several, yeah. People will be talking about these in 50 years, 100 years sorts of rulings. Big deal. Anyway, more on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Today is the iPhone's 15th birthday. Today. Yep. Which means right now Nokia is in a bar somewhere going, 15 years ago I was on top of the world. You throw me out, I'll throw you out. And I can't believe it's been 15 years since Apple revolutionized the way we raise our kids.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just take that. Yeah, that's right. The iPhone is so popular it single-handedly turned Apple and rice into a trillion-dollar industry.
What?
Rice, because you're always dipping
exactly.
It.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide if this is hyperbole or not. iPhone came out 15 years ago. I got mine like a month after they came out. I think outside of having kids, I don't know if anything's ever changed my life as much as the iPhone did.
It's definitely had an effect. I remember commenting within a week of getting it, it's turned me into an adult.
Well,
because they have all of my appointments and notes and everything in one place.
That's the good part. You know, it's like I was flying over the weekend. Everything's in my phone. My tickets, my rental car, my money, my everything. Of course, but just the idea of having something that I'm looking at all the time didn't exist a few years ago, and now it's omnipresent. That's weird, man. Weird. Again, weird. Outside of having kids, I don't think anything has made a bigger change.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty sad commentary.
Devastating report about fentanyl and how many people it's killing and how it's everywhere coming up next segment. If you can stay tuned for that, particularly if you know young people or people who like to quote unquote party. I'm hoping awareness is growing. But anyway. That to come. A quick news roundup. Some notes that deserve only a moment or two each. A man was killed by an alligator in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a couple of days ago, I guess. And people are into shark attacks, definitely. Alligator eatings, not so much. I don't know why.
Well, what had the guy done? Maybe he had it coming. People always act like it's a tragedy. Maybe I'm rooting for this guy to be eaten by an alligator.
Maybe it was a personal dispute, exactly. This article says between 1999 and 2019, that's roughly 20 years, there were 10 deaths by gators in America. So it doesn't happen very often.
Nope.
Anyway, moving along. Speaking of unpleasant things, L.A. robberies involving firearms are up 44% and are becoming more violent, typically, according to the police chief. Marked increase in the number of armed robberies involving victims wearing expensive jewelry, as well as other individuals, whether they're at commercial stores such as mini markets, convenience stores, gas stations, on the street. Most concerning, says the chief, there's been an increase in the level of violence used, people getting followed home or followed out of. You got a nice watch on, somebody's going to follow you out, whack you in the face, and take your stuff.
That sucks.
Los Angeles crumbling.
That's a different kind of society. If you can't have, you know, a nice anything or somebody's going to follow you and take it from you. That's like the Wild West or something.
Yeah, it reminds me of when we were in Cape Town, South Africa, and I was riding on one of those. It's like a taxi that a bunch of people take. It's like a minibus that, you know, it's a minibus. And I told the driver I need to get dropped off at a certain hotel where we had a meeting, and it was like the expensive hotel. And one of the ladies on the bus said, shh, don't say out loud that you're going there. People will know you have money. She was a very nice South African lady. And she said, the girls are okay, but if the boys hear that, you're in trouble. So I'm like, oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that used to be the third world. Now it's L.A. And
right.
In a related story, but bizarrely related, West Hollywood has just voted their council 3-2 to slash funding to police. A 3-2 vote, as I said, and the dissenters, including the mayor, are outraged because most of the residents and businesses say we need more cops, not fewer. And the idea that we can either have cops or social services, or we can either have the sheriff's department or unarmed security teams, that's false. If you want them both, we'll do both. There's no reason to cut the cops' budget. So, man, if you're in West Hollywood, I would ditch the expensive watch and just, you know, be careful. Watch your back.
I thought the whole defund the police thing had died the death it should die. Everybody recognized that was a bad idea.
Not in your hipsterest of hipster locales, apparently.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The FCC has asked Apple and Google to remove TikTok from their app stores over national security concerns. Then Apple and Google saw how much money they're making off TikTok and told the FCC to go FCC themselves. Yeah, they claim China has been stealing sensitive user data through the app. Apparently, they got suspicious when Chinese engineers started slapping each other with tortillas.
Must be a TikTok.
Apparently, a trend or something.
I've been confused by this story for a long time. I remember now a couple of years ago, the FBI saying nobody should have TikTok on their phone. Then TikTok exploded and everybody's got it. And I hear about it every single day. And I always think, how are you watching these? You're not supposed to have that app on your phone. But everybody seems to. And I guess we just don't care.
No, we don't care. I think that was just advice, more or less.
Okay. Well, I thought
in the armed services they made the soldiers take it off.
But. I took it. I don't have TikTok on my phone for those reasons. Probably not doing me a bit of good since China's got 9 other ways to steal my information. Coming up, I want to talk a little bit about the NATO summit that's wrapping up right now. Ian Bremmer said it's the most consequential NATO summit since the wall came down. Got some of the reasons why. Putin said the funniest thing he's ever said. He's an evil human being. I hope he dies today. He's one of the most evil people that's ever lived. But he did say something funny in his crazed mind sort of way. Stay tuned.
Wow, credit where it's due. Plus, speaking of Putin, a Russian oligarch's super yacht could be coming to a port near you. I'll have the details for you.
I want a super yacht.
So, oh man, this yacht is unbelievable. I'm looking at the picture right now. I see the below decks where the cabins are, where you stay, the portholes. Nice job, porthole. So you got that, then a giant living deck, then a third giant living deck, then a fourth, fifth. It's a 5-story yacht. It's 348 feet long. So anyway.
What?
That's now in the United States, and you can look at it. Okay. So stay tuned for that. It's actually in San Diego, I think. If you know where it is, email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, because it's astounding. Anyway, this is partly a public service announcement, partly news, I guess. A word has to get around, because I've heard so many heartbreaking stories about some high school kid who likes to get a little buzz on and buys a Percocet pill off the internet or something like that and dies of a fentanyl overdose. And it's not an overdose, it's a poisoning, because that kid never intended to come within a million miles of any fentanyl. So Alexis McAdams did a nice report on a special report with Brett Baer last night. We'll just play you a couple of clips. Start with 80, please, Michael.
These may look like prescription pills, but they're not.
These are all illegitimate Xanax tablets, and they look excellent.
Scientists at the Texas Department of Public Safety tell me each one is laced with one of the deadliest drugs in America, fentanyl.
It acts in your body a lot like heroin and hydrocodone and oxycodone, which is why you traditionally see it in these types of tablets.
But the key is that you're not looking for it. It's everywhere. Clip 81.
DPS forensic scientist Jennifer Hatch says nearly every street drug she analyzes is laced with the synthetic opioid, and most Americans have no idea what they're really taking. Even scientists have to use high-tech instruments like this to find out what's inside.
Most of the time you see it in pill form at the lab here in Houston, but it also comes in a pressed brick form. How lethal is this?
If you consider a lethal dose to be 2 milligrams, it could potentially produce up to 500,000 lethal doses.
And that could kill hundreds of thousands of people.
So here's something I don't know. I don't know much about drugs. You want to ask me about the difference between a wine hangover, a whiskey hangover, and a beer hangover? I got lots of information for you.
Wow.
But I don't know much about drugs. So when a person takes one of these pills, how are they hoping to feel? And then how do they end up feeling because there's fentanyl in it?
Well, how they
assuming you don't die,
feel.
I mean.
Well, right, clearly. How you expect to feel depends on what drug you're taking. Generally, just feeling a little loopy and relaxed in 9 cases out of 10, I would guess. And you feel more wasted and high than you expected to if fentanyl's in there because it's a powerful drug.
And then almost immediately want more of it because it's so addictive in the way you wouldn't have with the drug if it was more pure?
Right. Again, depending on the drug. But yeah, it's highly addictive. So yeah, you'd start to get the shakes and you know, feel terrible and really, really want some more.
Pretty early on in your usage, from what I understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't take long to develop a habit.
One more clip, and then I want to get to what I think is an even bigger point. 82, Michael.
DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares says the Mexican cartels hide it in everything from tires to water pumps.
They want people to be addicted to this drug because it's supply and demand.
It's so bad right now. Do you think it's going to continue to get worse?
It's not slowing down.
So here's the situation from 30,000 feet, as they say. You have, to a large extent, the Chinese, along with the Mexican cartels, manufacturing this stuff to import into the United States. The Chinese want to poison our young people. They want to poison America. They want to screw our society. They want to ruin us and weaken us any way they can. They're now increasingly open about that. Fentanyl is a weapon wielded by the Chinese to hurt and kill Americans.
Yeah, I've been saying and believing that for a long time.
And we need to recognize that that's what it is. It's, I mean, certainly there's the pull factor of people wanting to do drugs that's always been and always will be. But in this case, it's not people taking the drug they want to take or think they're taking. They're being duped and cheated and killed and addicted by a combination of the Chinese communists and the Mexican drug cartels. And we need to be sanctioning and threatening and walling off borders. And not only are we not doing that, two guys who were arrested in Tulare County in California, in the kind of the south central part of the state, they were arrested with nearly 150,000 fentanyl pills in their possession a few days ago. And these two guys were released on their own recognizance over the weekend. The Tulare County DA was outraged. The cops are outraged. And nobody can figure out why the hell they turned these guys loose.
I feel like we need more recognition of that. I think the whole fentanyl and China problem would be attacked in different ways if more people were aware of this, that China's trying to kill off our population by getting fentanyl into the country. I think we approach drugs differently. I think our attitude toward China might be the last holdouts that haven't caught on to the fact that China's an enemy of the United States might come around.
China is asshole.
That's a good point, sir. And also the fact that we have junkie camps all over the place where people are getting high and addicted to this, and we're pretending it's because apartment costs are too high. We have an enormous junkie problem in the U.S. One more note, by the way, from the coppers in Tulare County, California. The sheriff said of the judge who released them, this assessment was done behind the scenes, basically without ever contacting me as the sheriff or even asking me what I believe the risk to our public safety would be. I do not believe that we had 150,000 fentanyl pills, one of the most dangerous epidemics that's facing our nation today, with people in custody, that we may potentially be able to impact the future of this type of drug trafficking organization and or cartels in California, in my country, and we let them go. His point being, you got the lower level guys of a cartel killing thousands, tens of thousands of Americans. You use those guys, you question them, you get leverage. They're gone on the wind. They've got to be. If they're not, they're fools because they're terrified the cartel will kill them if they talk.
Is this going too far the other direction in the war on drugs? Is that what's happening here?
Oh, what do you mean? The permissiveness now, you mean?
Or? Well, just we're so serious about the crack epidemic. Is the fact that we're not as serious about the fentanyl epidemic just that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely true. Yeah. It's a backlash post-Ferguson right. And George Floyd. And,
right.
And then the sheriff went on to say something that I thought was absolutely fantastic and correct. First, a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. Speaking of junkies and crime and crumbling societies, the rest. Simply Safe offers comprehensive protection against intruders and burglary, but also against expensive home hazards like fires or even flooding.
You know, we got more street people than we've had around, and that leads to crime. Anyway, we were talking about that earlier. Whatever is leading to crime going up, it's going up a lot. You need to get a home security system, 24/7 professional monitoring with Simply Safe. They're the best, but they're not the most expensive. In fact, they're not even close. You can get this sort of monitoring affordably priced at around $1 a day, no long-term contracts or hidden fees, and you set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. How do you like that?
And Simply Safe uses a proprietary video verification technology so monitoring agents can visually confirm the threat and get you a higher priority 911 dispatch. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with the interactive monitoring. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. So the sheriff, who is beside himself, Mike Boudreaux, that these two guys with 150,000 fentanyl pills that could kill thousands of people were just let go by California's twisted justice system. He continued, California's system of justice is failing us all. Law enforcement up and down the state of California is frustrated. We want to hold people to their justice, hold them accountable for the crimes they commit. But Proposition 47 and 57, through Gavin Newsom and the legislators in California who are really soft on crime, allowing people like this to be released from our facilities. We have no control over that. And for law enforcement leaders in California, it's incredibly frustrating when we are responsible for public safety.
So you got that angle of it, which is very, very troubling. From the Chinese angle, once again, do you agree or disagree that at the highest levels of the Communist Party, they are involved in this and know exactly what they're doing because they believe that their culture and system is better than ours, and they're going to exploit our culture and system by getting these drugs in here and killing off a decadent society?
I am 100% certain that your premise is correct. 100%. I mean, if you were to take into account, and the New York Times had a really interesting kind of multimedia piece on this the other day, the astonishing sophistication of China's surveillance state, where they can figure out where everybody is all the time. They have their eyes and spies and technical systems and computer networks and chip identifiers and the rest of it. The idea that they could be cranking out, producing and transporting tons and tons of fentanyl out of the country to the United States and taking in the money for that and the rest of it without the Communist Party being aware of it is absurd. They're doing huge business with the Mexican cartels. They're doing it on purpose, and they're doing it to screw us.
Well, that's one of the many awful things China is doing, and that's why NATO made its strongest statements about China ever in its history, which is why Ian Bremmer says it's the most consequential NATO meeting since the wall came down. Got some more details on all of that around Ukraine, China, what Joe Biden said in a press conference after the NATO meeting that was about abortion and not about any of that other stuff. Got to follow up on that story. All that stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
But the most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law. And the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster for this action to deal with the Supreme Court decision.
Okay, so we're working backwards on the news out of the NATO thing here. So that was in a press conference afterwards when some consequential things happened, which we'll mention here in a second. But Joe Biden, doing a press conference after the big NATO summit, was asked about the Roe versus Wade thing and Congress passing a law to make it legal, you know, that whole deal. He brings up there the idea, once again, of doing away with the filibuster. So they immediately, the press does a good job and gets to Kyrsten Sinema, the senator from Arizona, who has been against doing away with the filibuster all along and said she's still in opposition to gutting the 60-vote threshold. Despite Biden's call for a carve-out on abortion rights, she said she doesn't. She hasn't wavered on that at all. And I think Joe Manchin is the same. And I believe there are probably others who don't want to raise their head up and have their names known. But there are a handful of senators, at least, that are Democrats that don't want to do away with the filibuster because it would be disastrous to their own party. You see, you morons. How does everybody's got to know this? Does Biden know this? Or maybe he knows it and he's just playing a game. But the Republicans are going to take back over in just a few months. You know the crap that the Republicans, I shouldn't call it crap because it'd probably be stuff I like. But you know the stuff that they would jam through that you would hate if you did away with the filibuster? It would happen immediately.
And it would end the Senate's status as the saucer that cools the milk or whatever the hell that expression is. I drink coffee like a man. Anyway, but we would veer so wildly back and forth between different sorts of government policies, even more than we do now. And like I said before, the filibuster is like a kickboxing dummy. They kick at it pretending to be attacking it. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I didn't mean crap. I mean, the Republicans would probably get through a bunch of stuff that I really like, but it would only last one administration, as Joe was just pointing out.
Right.
Anyway, so this is the NATO summit that's going on, which the biggest headline, I suppose, or not suppose, is clearly that Finland and Sweden are going to be allowed to join NATO. Finland, who has a kick-ass military and has an 800-mile border with Russia, is going to be in NATO. That's a big deal.
It is.
But also, to add into that, for the first time, China was included in NATO's strategic concept. And this sort of thing is a big deal. Adopted at the bloc summit in Madrid yesterday, the document, last updated in 2010, lays out the security challenges facing the alliance while outlining a course of action and now says China's ambitions and coercive policies challenge the allies' interests, security, and values. China was very unhappy about that and said some of the kind of things you expect China to say, that they're causing disruption in the world and blah, 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 blah.
The aggression will not go unchallenged, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But it's a big deal that NATO has, for the first time ever, carved out China as a significant problem. And that's why Ian Bremmer tweeted out that this is by far the most important NATO summit since the Berlin Wall came down. Quoting this Pew Research, the unfavorable opinion of China. Countries favorable or unfavorable on China. China has an unfavorable of 69% in Great Britain, 74% in Canada, 74% in Germany. These are high numbers. Mm-hmm. 75% in the Netherlands, 80% in South Korea, 82% here in the United States. I wish I had the numbers from a few years ago, because I know, like, in the United States, it was like in the 40s just a few years ago. Now it's 82%. Right. COVID did a lot of that. Sweden at 83%. Australia, 86% of the people in Australia have a unfavorable view of China. In Japan, it's 87%. So basically 9 out of 10 in Japan and Australia. And Sweden, which is now about to be a member of NATO, has an 83% unfavorable. So, because NATO is going to, obviously, playing with China when this whole Ukraine-Russia thing is sorted out, if it's ever sorted out.
Wow, it's interesting how many of those countries you mentioned were neighbors of China, strategic partners of the U.S. in that part of the Pacific, and Australia's been really mad at China lately. They've been jostling Australian planes and shadowing them and stuff like that. They're definitely belligerent.
How quickly things can change, as we were just talking about changing attitudes about China. They went from net favorable with all these countries just a few years ago to by far unfavorable. How about whether or not you should join NATO in Finland? In October of 21, 24% of the population said Finland should join NATO. 76% now, and they're going to join NATO. So it went from a quarter to three quarters, pretty much the same in Sweden. Mm-hmm. So, the actions of these evil countries matters.
What's really interesting and encouraging to me, at least on one level, is that Sweden and Finland, who are famously neutral, got unneutral because of Russia. Mostly because of Russia. But then all of NATO got together and said, hey, we're thinking China's really a threat to all of us. Do you agree? And everybody agreed.
Wow, that's a good point right there.
So at least we're aware. Whether that heads off conflict or the worst possibilities is anybody's guess.
The weird twists and turns of history, you know, the unforeseen consequences. NATO might not have been powerful enough to scare off China from taking Taiwan unless Putin invades Ukraine, which is a terrible idea. He does. Now NATO is very powerful and might make all the difference in the world, literally, going forward with China.
I hope the Congress wakes up and fully takes care of our military, especially our Navy, because we're going to need them for the next 50 years at least. I mean, really need them.
There's a fair amount of good stuff today. If you missed an hour, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.